It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy shit. It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, this show that is better than not being born to a real motherfudger. Yeah. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
And Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
One of our favorite shows of the years. We love doing these countdown shows. The countdowns for the worst moms of the year. Mother's Day is coming up.
Yes.
You know, listen, sometimes we get bad moms.
This is how we tend to celebrate.
With the show.
The show.
The show is how we celebrate. But chances are your moms are not as bad as the moms we're going to count down here. But remember, there's going to be a lot of arguing, and the kids can't die. That is really important. I'm trying to find what I'm looking for.
Let's start singing you two songs right
now.
I
found what I am looking for.
He found what he's looking
for.
Here
it is. Here's the theme music for the Mother's Day countdown. I feel good. I feel good about what I got. Pip, you feel good?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Joe, you feel good?
Yeah, I got some things.
I feel good about the bad.
Okay, here we go. All right, I will start us off.
Okay.
First contender, here you go. Shayla Rudolph, 18, was arrested Thursday. Oh, 18, she's very mature. Mm. Was arrested Thursday after detectives from Reynoldsburg Police Department got a tip that she used clear packing tape to restrain her 2-year-old son against the wall.
She saw that on TV.
The little rascals. Rudolph also taped the boy's mouth shut, and he apparently was restrained for about 15 minutes, police said. Rudolph was charged with third-degree felony abduction. Her son was taken into custody by Franklin County Children's Services.
Rudolph, then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph with your duct tape.
You are a cruel, heartless
now
son
the children.
God.
Now all the children couldn't move. They were stuck to the floor.
So you feel good about this so far. I feel the jovialness. Let's kick up the absurdity of this a notch.
Because
Pip and Joe are a little too happy about this story.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
That's the whole Rudolph thing.
Okay. Well, Rudolph, during the Facebook Live video...
She decided to live stream.
Yes, she did. Uh-huh. She posted a few weeks ago, is seen standing in front of the boy who was crying loudly. She then turns to him and says, you got the best mommy in the whole wide world. Rudolph, according to WSYX, then explains her rationale for the punishment, speaking directly to the camera. She's breaking down the third wall. I like that.
Then she taught comedy. And then really.
She seems qualified, Joe. I like how she's breaking down the third wall, bringing the viewer in. I like this. You can't clean without them running around and tearing up. Tape them to the wall. You can't cook or none of that because they're running around. Tape them to the wall. It's like a QVC ad. Rudolph also threatened.
You see the QVC thing? There's these kids taped up. Now, this one is really good for the heavyset children.
Industrial.
Isn't that the Gorilla Tape?
That is Gorilla Tape.
For the husky children?
Yeah. Rudolph also threatens to put more tape on the boy, telling him to sit still as he is covered in packaging tape.
This was a Little Rascals episode.
And she goes, you could see the TV from right there. You'll be all right. Officials from the Franklin County Children's Services visited Rudolph's home in January 5th regarding the video, which she claimed was a joke. Ha ha! She's ready to teach. No sense of humor, Joe.
It's a joke, isn't it?
It's a joke. Days later, she reportedly posted another live video to Facebook, seemingly taunting the child welfare officials. She said she was now disciplining the boy by making him stand in a corner. They call children service on me, so F it. Now he in the corner. What you gonna do now? Call children's services now? You can take all A. You can have his A. I don't give a F. This time you all can take him. Listen, I gotta say, as a performer, I admire her ability to multitask. Because while she's taping her child, she's still making a captivating show.
Not running the board.
No. I like the irony of her telling the child he has the best mommy in the world, because maybe the child's thinking, well, it could be worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe she could have like taped over my eyes or something like that. It could be worse.
She's completely sober. There's no drugs. There's no booze. A lot of times people make bad decisions at the spur of the moment. This woman thought about why she needs to tape her kid up and remembered to set up the camera and hit record. This wasn't just spontaneous abuse. She's like, I'm going to make a show.
All right, stand in the marks. Yeah. I'm going to use this tape not only to tape my children, but to set up the spots.
In my mind, you always get bonus points for stupidity when you feel compelled to broadcast your crime. Mm. You always get bonus points. And a lot of parents will ask for forgiveness after abusing your child. Not this lady. She's like, go ahead, take my kid, please. I dare you.
Wow. It's like the Rodney. No, no, no. Who was it that used to say, take my wife?
It was Henny Youngman.
Yeah.
And she knows she's already gotten in trouble before. And she don't care. She hits record one more time. That's why Miss Rudolph is my contender as the third worst mom of the past year.
Mommy, hit me one more time.
Joe, beat that, I dares you.
Okay, mom had extreme views on nutrition, only fed malnourished boy fruits and nuts. Let's see. The father brought the boy to county youth services and told him that his estranged wife was obsessed with his son following a strict diet and only fed this child fruits and nuts. Elizabeth Hawk, 33, is charged with endangering the welfare of a child after investigators said she allegedly failed to give her 11-month-old son sufficient food. They also said that there was a rash, that she had a severe rash that she did not want to take care of, and the kid was losing his motor skills and could not use his hands at all. The mother's boy, Elizabeth, told Brandy that there was nothing wrong to worry about. Brandy says his sister-in-law blamed it on allergies, big rash, allergies. She was going to live on water and sunlight, the woman said. She wanted to live on warm sunlight.
There are people that believe that.
Really?
Yeah, there are people that do that.
You're a friggin' plant?
No, there are people. There was like this woman who wants to look like Barbie who was doing that.
Oh, yeah, she was saying that. But come on, there's got to be some food in there.
No, sunlight. Oh. And your presence is all I need, Pip.
Funny. Investigators
that
say.
Is nutritional.
Yes.
Investigators say the little boy who needed proper food at an important developmental stage was given small amounts of nuts and berries, causing his condition to deteriorate. That's when the boy's father took the child to County Youth Services, who had the infant rushed to Ruby Memorial Hospital in Morgantown, West Virginia. West Virginia, that's good eating over there. But anyway, he said, I got to save my kid. Court records show the boy's attending physician called not treating the rash inhuman. The skin condition also put the boy at risk for septic shock. According to the doctor, the baby also is at a failure to thrive level, leaving the child developmentally delayed as a result of malnourishment. Elizabeth Hawk remains free on her own recognizance and is no word on when she'll appear in court.
Pip.
I have a question. How old was this baby?
11 months.
I got a question before we go. Does this get disqualified because there's permanent damage?
There's not absolutely. No, he has failure to thrive. And
but he's delayed.
Delayed development. But that is a possibility he can catch up.
Okay. Pip, give us your story.
Mother, another videotape video.
Damn you.
Enthusiast.
Damn you.
Mother charged after video of abused toddler surfaces on Facebook.
Hmm.
This is from...
Everybody's getting on the TV. Mm.
Not yours. She's not forward thinking.
Okay. The video showed a 1-year-old boy strapped... Oops, sorry. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know this was coming.
No.
Spit came as a surprise to you.
The video showed a 1-year-old boy strapped in a car seat, whimpering and squirming as a female voice spoke out of the frame. Tell your daddy, the woman said. That's what happens when you sit around and play with people. She continued, now this is what you get. Then she struck the child on his torso with a closed fist, yelling an expletive as the boy screamed.
And foul language.
That was the least of the abuse that the child suffered from. Oh, my God, I'm suffering from this stupid computer.
We're all suffering right now. Yeah, why print it out? That's new technology.
I know. That was the least of the abuse. Janelle Andrea
I feel like
Peterkin.
We're being abused.
You are.
And it's being recorded.
I'm following suit. Ugh. Of Humble, Texas, inflicted Humble? On her son. Humble, Texas.
Oh, we got to move there.
Inflicted on
it's
her
the
son.
Best. It's no longer Humble.
Show off, Texas.
Show off.
We're renaming it. It's now the biggest, the bigliest.
Well, according to the prosecutors, Last month, the 23-year-old mother allegedly filmed and took dozens of pictures of herself beating the child, at one point placing a bag over his head and burning his hand with a lighter, then sent them to the father, her ex-boyfriend. She's a real gem. The horrifying images didn't surface until last week after a relative found them, alerted police, and posted them on social media. Peterkin appeared in court on Monday after being arrested. On the child endangerment charge, according to local media. A judge reportedly released her on $15,000 bond after ordering her not to come within 200 feet of her son. It's not clear if she has an attorney. Always a good move. Prosecutors said the officers saw video of the complainant in a car seat, and the complainant is the child, and an adult hand was seen stuffing a plastic bag into the mouth of the complainant, who appeared to be having difficulty breathing. Officers also saw another still picture of the complainant in a car seat with a plastic bag over his head, covering the face and tying it with a knot. So she's a wonderful person. Decided that she's going to torture her own child and send pictures to the baby's father to get back at him.
Points for vengeance. All right.
Yeah.
We'll figure this out when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davinsden.
We are back. When we last left off, I presented a story where a woman, a mother, tied her child up with tape against the wall and gave quite the show for Facebook Live, and then she had a sequel. another recording back by popular demand. Joe had a mother who wanted her child to live on nuts and berries?
Yes.
Okay. And Pip had another one who recorded her beating the kid.
Beating it up and, like, choking it with a plastic bag.
All right. Right off, I got to eliminate Joe for nuts and berries. I compared to what we're coming with, I got it. I mean, do you agree?
I think it's a terrible story.
Oh, none of these are great stories.
No.
Let's get that out of the way. I mean, we say this every
year.
She's clearly a nut. Pun intended.
Yeah, we see what you did.
But
we're aware of your work.
Yeah, we see what you did.
But I do think that the heinousness... Davin and I are beating you on the heinousness part.
All right.
Yeah, actually, I had the same story as yours.
Oh, did you?
Oh, so now I know how this vote goes.
Oh.
Because you had that story, so now you're both going to vote against me. Am I right?
Yeah.
Of course. What a bunch of crap all of that is. There's not even an argument. But Joe's
stop being a baby. It's what? a more horrible story.
Why? Because you picked it?
Yeah.
Well, at least you're honest. Nothing else. Yuck. What at all? I mean, but on the merits, mine's a performer. Anybody can hit record. Mine's doing a show. Oh. A show. You can't be that captivating.
Mine was doing a show. She was doing it on video.
Is she breaking the third wall? I think not.
She's breaking the kid. Actually, she was breaking the kid.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Let's see. Rock, paper, scissors, fourth wall, child. I think breaking
wall.
The
kid. I had the wrong wall broken.
Was there a plastic bag in the boy's mouth in your story?
No, there was tape all over him.
Still, a plastic bag in the mouth is worse than tape all over.
Let's see. Pip, go get the tape.
Yeah, kind of.
And go get the plastic. We're going to do both to Joe, see what she objects to more.
We're going
to
have that beam put you on that beam over there.
No, you.
I prefer the red ball.
I know. We do. So because you both picked this story, I lose.
Yeah.
No,
you even heard. You even heard. It's a tainted win. You colluded with the comrade over there.
Colluded. I have to say.
Another redhead in collusion. This is like the presidential. Sure, you get the electoral college, but I have the popular vote.
You want a special prosecutor brought in?
I most certainly do. I most certainly do.
I think we would all like that. Are we still talking about the show?
I will accept this, but this will go on for many. Many months. The argument about
you
this
will rule the day, sir.
We will have hearings about the third worst mother. I assure you.
I believe knowing you. I believe you.
Yes,
there will be pickles.
And I'm sure somebody's going to want to know who leaked this to the press. But nobody, because nobody's listening.
You're going to come down. Hey, what is going on? I'm sure you know, Mr. Schwartz. Please sit down.
Yeah, Mr. I'm going to get Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
So I will make that phone call and concede third worst mom of the year, but I am not accepting the results, and we all know why it went down.
Not
this
my
way.
Story. Not my story.
You know, you might concede, but you're not even going to talk to your constituents.
No!
Baby!
Radio silence! Radio silence!
Because you're padding upstairs, aren't you?
Yes, don't you have to talk about the numbers of how many people agreed with you compared to other moms and third place moms in previous years?
I had the best story. I had the worst story. It was the best worst story.
Yes, okay. Pip gets number three.
Uh-huh. I mean, yay.
With the taping and the beating. All right, Pip. Keep going, since you're in a row.
All right.
Did you pick her that story too? Whatever she's got coming, stupid.
I don't know. I don't know.
You probably colluded, you creep.
I called all my stories according to the type of mom it was. This is
awful.
This is bathroom mom.
No, oh, it's gonna get dirty.
It's a toilet story.
Yeah, St. George, whatever, Utah. An attorney for a Utah mother.
St. George, whatever Utah. Pip with the news.
Is that the name of that state? Whatever.
Tell you
Utah.
What, you know Robert Quivers.
All right, there are things to say, but I won't say them.
You both got big boobs.
Thank you. Yeah. An attorney for
comparisons.
You know what?
It was a fairable comparison,
it
Joe.
Was a
I'm
positive.
A nice man.
I took it.
I'm a nice man.
Got to go see human resources on that.
I am human resources.
Yeah. See where we are here. See
You're
where
not much
we
of
are.
A resource and not much of a human either.
Sure, I agree with both those things.
Yeah. This one, I feel it hits me really close to home. Or here, actually.
Kid has bone spurs.
An attorney for a Utah mother charged with leaving her severely malnourished son locked in a filthy bathroom for a year says his client's bail should be reduced because she's being forced to sleep on a cot and deprived of regular showers.
Poor
mommy.
Irony.
The woman was charged with aggravated child abuse earlier this month after the 30-pound boy was found locked in a feces-strewn bathroom. She hasn't left booking since her January 9 arrest. Attorney Edward Flitz asked a judge Monday to schedule a bail hearing to have his client's bail reduced from $20,000 or have her living conditions improved at the Washington County Jail. Oh, you think? A judge granted the request, and the bail hearing is set for Thursday. The 12-year-old victim has been released to foster care. 12-year-old boy, 30 pounds.
Wow. Okay. I'm up.
Yes, you are.
I got a question for you guys. What do you guys give to the man who has it all?
I can't say it on the air.
All right, Joe. What would you give to the man who has it all?
I don't know.
A throat lozenge in your case.
Yeah.
Now, clearly you guys don't watch the news. Your daughters, of course!
Oh!
A couple accused of gifting their daughters to cult-like figure who consider them wives has pleaded to child endangerment charges.
Oh, boy.
Savila and Daniel Stolzovis, all these names, got financial help from Lee Kaplan when they fell on hard times after breaking from their Amish faith, according to authorities and interviews with relatives and neighbors. Police ultimately found the family, including the couple's 9 daughters and 2 grandchildren, living with Kaplan when a neighbor's tip led them to search his Philadelphia area home last June. Authorities later charged him with sexually assaulting 6 of the girls.
Oh.
One daughter had 2 children with Kaplan after the parents sent her to live with Kaplan when she was 14.
Oh, no.
Kaplan's now 52. Savila Stolzovis, 43, pleaded guilty Thursday, and her 44-year-old husband, David, entered a no-contest plea, acknowledging that prosecutors had enough evidence to support the charges. Kaplan's trial is set for May in Bucks County. He faced a long list of rape, sexual assault charges. His lawyer has said that he considered the daughter who bore his children his wife, and that he denied sexual misconduct with the other girls. Savila Stolfus was also considered, wait for it, one of his wives.
Oh.
So the mom is considered one of the wives.
Ew, ew.
Neighbors have described the couple's caring and hardworking until a 14-month-old son was killed in a farm accident in 2001. The couple later broke from their Amish church as they became closer with Kaplan, who appeared to have cult-like influence over them. They said the break led to financial problems when an Amish bank revoked the family's $300,000 business loan. So here you go. Sure, you gave away one daughter. Maybe even 2 daughters. I get it. Daughters can be annoying. He give away 1 or 2. You can't give away 9 daughters. You can't give away 9 daughters. People talk and they notice you're buying less groceries.
Looks like you're not filling up that wagon with as much as you usually do, Jebediah.
I imagine the conversation went like that.
Yeah. Well, there are less little black frocks hanging off of your clothesline.
Funny. When your 14-year-old has a baby with a man in his 50s, isn't that a good time to say, you know what, I want my daughters back?
Yeah.
How about before that?
Well, the
Before that would be good time.
The mother, Sevilla, was also considered a wife. Sure, you want to give your new husband a cool present while you're married to your old husband. I get that. I don't know. But how about golf clubs or a tie? You can't give 9 kids away every year, so it's going to be impossible to top it. She peaked too soon, this Sevilla. Joe, what do you got for the second worst mom?
Mother and daughter arrested over incestuous marriage in America.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. I saw that. It's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Not the response you were looking for?
No. A 43-year-old woman and her 23-year-old daughter have been arrested and charged with incest after authorities in Oklahoma discovered they were married. Patricia Spann, the mother,
Can I stop you? I saw this story. I feel like it took place outside of the
time frame.
I feel like it did.
September 2016.
That's when it was reported, but I feel like they were having the incestuous relationship before that.
But okay. Mother and daughter were married to one another?
Yeah.
Okay, you say that like that's normal. Okay.
Not for this show. Go on, Joe.
Now,
I'm sorry.
I did say that the article was from September 2016. Now, let's see. This might be disqualified because they got married in March of 2016.
So that would be disqualified.
So it would have to be disqualified.
Unless you argued, that they were still living in sin. I guess you could make that argument.
Yeah, it was still going on.
It was still going on. So I leave it to you, Pip. You make the call.
I mean, I think that it's still, sometimes it's not one action. It's like, okay, we found out about it. So I would say that it stays.
Okay, go on, Jim.
All right. Patricia Smith, the mother, had lost custody of her 3 children some years ago. The daughter, Misty, and her 2 brothers were raised by a grandparent. Miss Spann was reunited with daughter Misty 2 years ago, and records show that the 2 women got married in March this year. The relationship was discovered last month during an investigation by the State's Department of Human Services into the welfare of children living at the older woman's house. According to KFOR, Patricia said she didn't believe that she would be breaking the law by marrying Misty, as her name does not appear on her daughter's birth certificate. Patricia had previously got along.
We need Trump to investigate these birth certificates.
Yeah. Patricia had previously married her son, Jody, in 2008, with the marriage annulled 2 years later. Both women are being held in Stevens County Jail with bail set at $10,000. If found guilty, they could face up to 10 years. She forced my the son, Cody, said of his mother, "I think she's worthless. She put my sister into this. She forced my sister into this. There's a lot of people that know it.
I'm the only one who gets into this.
Yeah. You don't want to put your daughter through this. What kind of person are you? If that's what you want, that's on you. But
yeah, mom loving's for boys.
Yeah.
But none of us. Hands.
But none of us kids want that. And now you got my sister behind bars because of your choices. Why don't you let that sit, mom?
I'm sorry, can we pause the show for a moment so I can rock back and forth and suck my thumb in agony after hearing that? Ew!
We should do this every week.
Yeah.
I like to watch her rock. All right, when we come back, we got Feces Kid. Mm. We got Take My Kids, Please.
Yes.
And Mom, I Love You More Than I Should.
Oh, gosh.
This is Davin's Den.
Okay, so we got mom locks kid in a bathroom, mom marries daughter, and mom gives away 9 daughters while still considering herself a wife. I don't know. I can't even explain it. All right, I gotta say, I'm sorry again, Joe. I gotta say, when it comes to this, you gotta be out because at least there was love.
Oh, dude.
I mean, comparing these moms. Not that it's right, but at least you can make a video on that and sell it.
Oh man,
it's hot.
You're a creep.
Yeah, but I got a show, so I can say these things.
I'm triggered.
Watch your language. Anyway, do you agree or do you disagree? Out of the 3, because we got to eliminate somebody to get down to the 2.
Out of the 3, because we got chock full of yuck here. I think that's the least.
Yeah, I think so.
Awful.
But you married your own daughter.
I know, that's really, really, really.
Yeah, but she's hot,
nasty.
Isn't it?
It's yeah.
Horrible. How is? Does it make you feel creepy?
It's
awful. God awful.
Yeah,
isn't
I'm sorry.
Yeah, shut your face. Isn't it horrible?
I'm
it's horrible.
Myself and walking over
it's
here.
Horrible.
I know what you're doing. That ain't gonna work.
Oh, no, it's working.
hour it was.
I need an emergency mental health session.
Listen, there was love. You're out, Joe.
If it's good enough for the president and his daughter, it's good enough for these two.
Mr. Oaks, get my shrink on the phone. I'm going to need a chat when I get home.
Like your shrink isn't always on call. Anyway.
On speed dial.
All right. Listen. I got to say, in this case, it's mine. She gives away 9 kids to a guy who sexually assaults at least 6 of them, considers a 14-year-old his wife, and has 2 kids by him. That is really... You can't be giving away your kids!
I think Pip's story is horrible.
Of course it's horrible.
But living in a bathroom and feces and stuff like that.
But if you're going to live in feces, that's the place you'd want to live.
No, it's not.
That's the roof
even
for
though
it.
With everything going on in that house, and in your story, the living conditions were not that abominable.
He's raping children! I am sorry, that is... Nobody's getting raped in Pip's story. He is raping children.
I have just been upstairs into your bathroom. There are no 30-pound children or feces strewn on the walls. I am very pleased to tell our listeners.
Because we have company.
I haven't been to the upstairs.
Exactly. There's a reason, and you won't be. He's a child raper. Raping children. A whole family of children. This is worse. There's only one kid who unfortunately is very, very terrible. He is traumatizing a whole family of children. I can't back down on this. I won't. I shan't. I don't.
Thanks,
Dr. Seuss.
I hate being in the position of saying,
69.
Oh yeah, you know what? I hate being in the position. I hate being in the position of saying, "Well, mine is worse than rapage of all these children."
So basically,
you know?
It's rape versus feces.
The worst.
Thanks for boiling that down.
The worst part about Pip's story is the mom wanted cleaner conditions. That was the humor.
The mom is complaining because she's not getting enough showers and her cot isn't.
I understand. Raper of children. Raper of a family of girls.
Abused child. 12 years old. 30 pounds.
I understand, but at least not going to have a weight issue. Abuser of children. Raping, consent, oh, she's my wife. She's 14, stupid, she's not your wife. And now this little 14-year-old girl has 2 kids, and the rest of her sisters are living there? Oh, and wait, and the mom who gave it away? That's a wife, too. Everybody's a wife to this guy. It's spin the bottle, daddy's getting lucky tonight.
So the mom who gave up all the children was actually one of the wives, so she was living there, too?
No, she's not living there. She's living with the other husband, but this guy's so cult-like, he can just have he can have satellite wives.
Wow.
The pimp band is strong.
Yeah, apparently it is. Huh.
It's no contest. No contest. You can't. It's just no contest. I gave you number 3. I can't give you this one, Pip.
You know what? I'm sort of torn because I think that the thing that happened to my kid is so heinous.
It's heinous.
However, I gotta hand it to you because there's so many kids that
yes.
have been abused.
Volume counts. Anybody can abuse one. I have one.
Volume.
What? don't even play. No.
She's clean.
Yes, she is.
She's feces free.
And we because we keep her away from.
And she's not married to a cult like figure. You people do not love me the way you should.
And nor does she love you in this way that should not be spoken of.
Right. So the concession.
All right. I'm giving you my concession speech.
Thank you.
I'm saying that. On sheer volume alone.
Volume counts.
Because there are so many more victims, you get this one.
Okay. All right. We'll come back.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
All right, so I got on the board with number 2 with a mom who just gives her children away. Hard-fought victory over a feces mom. Hard-fought victory, but I am on the board. Pip has got number 3. I got number 2. Joe has been shut out thus far. We're vying for the number 1 worst mom of the year. Pip, lead us off here.
Concord, New Hampshire.
She holds that up like that means something.
Yeah.
It's not Florida.
What are you, Ben Franklin?
Pip's having a town hall of abuse.
Yeah, yeah.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Hear ye.
Pip and Anderson Cooper.
Yeah. This is how you shall abuse your children.
You put them in the stocks.
That's got to be a soundbite.
Oh, my God. It is in my
house. We'll send that to your job.
Yeah, that would be great. This is right out of the gate, bad mom. New Hampshire mother charged with using narcotics while giving birth.
Oh, I like that.
Police in Concord, New Hampshire say a woman about to give birth at a home refused to allow residents to call 911 until she was injected with narcotics. They arrested 29-year-old Felicia Ferrugia of Concord.
These names stink. We need more Smiths.
Yeah.
About 6 months after her son was born, the state has custody of him. Police also arrested 37-year-old Rihanna Frenette of Belmont, accused of giving Ferrugia the drugs. They're charged with felony reckless conduct. Frenette also faces a misdemeanor count on the same offense. Police say Ferrugia was in full labor and giving birth to a baby boy at a home on Elmwood Avenue, but she refused to let anyone call 911 for help until she got some drugs. Police says Ferrugia's request involved heroin and methamphetamine.
It was like giving you an epidural. All right, yeah.
Yes, that's what you normally yell for.
Yeah.
They say Frenette attempted to inject Ferrugia with an unsanitary syringe at least once before she was successful. So that is my bad mom. She wouldn't allow 911 to be called to help her give birth to her child because she had to get the drugs in first. So now the child could be born addicted. Yay!
All right. Yeah. Joe.
All right.
Look at you unrepentant people. You're looking at me like, what a cute little story.
It is. I've been moved by more, though.
Oh, some more adorableness. Police say 4-year-old girl ingested meth.
We get this every year, Joe. Come on.
Oh, but am I doing hack horrible stories?
I don't want to say so, but yeah.
Hack bad
I mean, we just assume kids are going to eat drugs when we do this bit.
Well, I didn't let anybody down. A Williston woman is facing...
You're the arms of Mother's Day, worst moms.
A Williston woman is facing child endangerment charges after police say her young son showed signs of having ingested methamphetamine.
What are the signs? Start burning spoons?
Oh, yes.
Start falling out.
Cammie Turner was arrested Saturday about a week after the boy was evaluated by doctors. She was charged with child endangerment and possession of a controlled substance, and as a result, a visit by police and social workers who went to her home late in February to check on the welfare of Turner's 4-year-old son. Authorities said the boy, who had difficulty waking up, appeared to have been sedated, and the test results showed elevated level of drugs in his system. The high level of methamphetamine in the boy's body suggests that the substance was ingested rather than simply exposure to the substance.
Did I miss how the kid got his hands on the meth? I'm sorry, did I?
No.
Has that been said?
They didn't say yet.
No, they didn't say yet.
Okay.
But he ingested it, not just he was exposed to it.
Yeah, he ingested it. So
well,
it
you leave things out. I mean, it's got shiny. It's on foil.
Yeah.
Looks like a treat.
How do you know so much about this?
I've heard.
Uh-huh.
Methamphetamine was allegedly found in a home as well, along with items for suspected drug use. Turner also told police that she and her drug supplier had smoked methamphetamine in the home while the boy was close by. She's being held in Williams County Correctional on $20,000 bond. A preliminary hearing is scheduled.
All right.
My hack child meth story.
So we got child ingesting. We don't know how, though. We don't know how.
I mean, I don't know how you... I mean, I think you... Do you smoke meth? Do you inject meth?
I think you inject it, don't you, Joe?
I don't know.
But I mean,
you're
like,
asking me for
you're
it.
In a band.
But if it's
not a grunge band,
not in a successful one. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, that was a shot. I apologize. That was unnecessary.
We're not in Seattle. I went
Johnny Race and Mike Messina.
I went a long way for a drug joke. I apologize. I retract.
You retract. You don't inject.
Yes.
So wait. I mean, maybe if whatever it is lying around, and the kid, you know, I could put everything in their mouth.
Yeah.
Maybe touched the meth on the table and put it in his fingers to his mouth, and that, you know, how much is a baby dose? I mean, I don't know how much.
Doesn't it say on the side? Of meth?
Doses, not for children under 5.
The little plastic, the little plastic packet.
And then we have the mom who stabbed herself with a needle.
Well, no, she had her friend hook her up with some heroin and meth while she was giving birth.
What are friends for?
Yeah.
That's just friendship right there.
I'd help out.
And these two stories got to come at me?
Yeah.
For number one?
Yeah.
They got to come at me for number one?
Yeah.
We'll see what I bring when we come back.
All right.
This is Davin's Den.
It's Davin's Den.
We'll be right back.
All right. So the battle for the worst mom of the year.
Yeah.
We got the mom who can't give birth to her kid before she gets injected with some drugs.
Yes.
We got the kid who just finds some meth. We don't know how the kid got the meth.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, decent parents don't leave meth around the house.
No.
So I've been told. So some say.
And at least my stories of my own birth do not involve mother crying out for heroin and meth before she would bother to give birth to me.
If only there was camcorders back in those days.
I know, because then it would be revealed that she actually did.
Here's what I'm bringing to the table, kids.
All right, let's see.
A 34-year-old mother and her boyfriend have been arrested on charges of child abuse after police report that her three young children were left alone with no water or shoes in the California desert. That's the reaction I want, Pimp. The jaw drop, Joe laugh, the jaw drop. This is how I know I'm onto a good mom. Who's a bad mom, but a good mom, but a bad mom. You know what I mean?
She's a good bad mom.
Yeah, sure. Near the town of 29 Palms.
I know where that is.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
No, hot as hell.
Okay. As some sort of punishment. According to a press release from the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, hey, we're in San Bernardino plays us. We're in San Bernardino.
There you go.
Cool.
Responded to a noontime call about three children, a 7-year-old girl, and two boys ages 6 and 5. 7, 6, 5 left without water or shoes in an area and the temperature was estimated between 95 and 100 degrees. They had reportedly been in the heat for approximately 45 minutes before police arrived. According to other reports, Mary Bell and her 29-year-old boyfriend, Gary Castle, had been living in their car, which was parked down the street from where the police found the children. The children are now in the custody of Children and Family Services. There is no word on what the children were being, quote, punished for, but they reportedly did not require major medical treatment when they were found. Bell and Castle were arrested on felony charges for inflicting injury on a child and are currently being held at the Morongo Basin Jail for $100,000 bail, according to a booking and inmate information. They're each due for appearance in July. Okay. So not only do they drop the little children off where they can be harmed or taken, but they leave them in the heat with no water or shoes. Clearly they wanted these children to be hurt. These children were being punished. And I got to ask you, isn't living in a car with your mom and her boyfriend punishment enough?
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I mean, did he split the car up? Like, you know, they get the back seat and the mom,
maybe,
know,
maybe one of the kids crossed over to the front seat. Maybe that's where the problem was.
Yeah.
If you want some privacy here.
The little ones in the glove compartment, you know, I mean.
All right. Right away. Again, Joe, I hate to do it. I gotta eliminate, in my opinion, gotta eliminate Joe. Average run-of-the-mill child eating meth. Wasn't even fed. We've had stories where the parent feeds the kid meth.
I'm
just not, Joe, creativity counts. Please. Sorry.
We had parents feed them. Yeah. This is just stumbling across some drugs like one does.
Yeah, we've all been to houses where drugs are lying around. Not that far-fetched. I mean, so basically they didn't baby-proof the house.
Pip didn't use my story. I would have had a good story.
It's my fault now?
You shouldn't have colluded with her. You're all getting caught.
I did collude with her.
All right. So now we come down to stabbing, well, you know, taking some drugs while you're giving birth, leaving three of your very little children out in the sun with no shoes and water. I got to say, I can find logic in Pip's mom. No, not good logic, but
Wait. Good logic?
No, not good logic.
What? Mine?
Yes, and what your mother did.
Oh.
I'm not saying she should do it. I'm not saying the American Medical Association would agree with this.
Yeah. That's not the traditional epidural.
I'm not saying Obamacare or Trump Care would cover this procedure, but I am saying the mom feels like she's in pain. Giving birth is a lot of money. It's very painful. There's nobody there to give her an epidural or whatever. Give me some drugs so I feel good.
She wouldn't let the people come and give her the legitimate drugs.
Well, because you don't always get the drugs. Sometimes you ask for the drugs and they don't give
you
the drugs.
It's too late.
Right. Right now she's like, I need to get high because I don't want to feel a thing. I get that. I'm not saying you should, but I get it.
Yeah, I'm just saying that this, not only have you just drugged yourself, but you've also drugged the baby.
Kids leaving soon anyway. And let's be honest, it's a horrible trip. You get squeezed out of hopefully a small area.
What's a little heroin and meth between friends?
If it's good enough for Nikki Six, it's good enough for this kid.
Well, I don't know what the baby dose is.
Again, I understand. You're leaving your kids out in the desert. These are very small. Not only are you leaving your kids out in the desert, give me those shoes. Give me those shoes.
What's the bigger chance of harm? coming to the children? In your story or your story?
I think in this story, because there's a chance that they can get kidnapped.
What do you think?
It's not even the where they were left. It's not even that they could be kidnapped. Those kids must have looked like little rump roasts fresh out of the pressure cooker.
Well, now you're making me hungry.
With no water for 45 minutes?
No, a rump roast you baste. You have water.
No. In the pressure cooker, you just leave it in. It stews in its own juices.
Like these children.
And like these children. And so I am getting hungry. But the thing is that...
You made them delicious, Pimp.
Yes, I did. Delicious, delicious, sweet children. Oh, wait, barbecue. Don't, just stop.
Focus,
it.
Woman.
Okay, sorry. I'm hungry. I have to say, as disgusting as my mother is.
She's disgusting.
Yes, she is. Leaving the kids out in that temperature with no water and no shoes.
No shoes, yeah. You know what it's like to as you hustle along the beach.
Yeah.
Burning your tootsies. Oh. Yeah.
Burning your feet and it's
And you're not standing there for 45 minutes.
And Lord only knows what kind of like cactus or like creatures.
There could have been a scorpion.
Or rocks or things.
Could have been a scorpion.
You're stepping on. Yeah. No. Yeah, I have to concede that.
Yes! I came from behind the way I like to. So, I got the number one. All right, Pip, give us the final countdown of the worst moms.
Okay. Well, number three, I took that one with the Facebook postings of mom beating the tar out of her kid.
I still say mine had better entertainment value.
Off dad.
I still say mine had better entertainment value just because of the performer mine was and that you guys colluded. But if you're going to nullify the video, since they both videoed.
Well, we colluded because we had the same story.
That's what I'm saying. I would say yours is probably a little worse. Yours is worse.
And the beating and suffocation.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's going to cost you money in some places. But a baby doesn't ask for that.
Number two, we had the spin-off Amish family with the
spin-off. Yeah. Like Joni Loves Chachi and Joni and Joni and Joni and Joni and Joni.
A little Joni.
Hey, cupcake.
Just exhausting that many kids running around.
Oh, really? Well, you know what? Some of them weren't running fast enough. And so then there was number one was the potluck dinner kids left out in the roasting 29 Palms desert with no water and shoes.
I take it again! I am the champion!
He knows his bad mom.
I most certainly do. Pip, what do you got going on?
Oh, okay. Well, Johnny and the Alimonies are going to be playing at Cinco de Mayo on Main Street in Broadway.
A little late.
Yeah, really?
A little tardy.
They're going to do that Christmas celebration too?
No. May 20th. May 20th.
Cinco de Mayo
is the name
fifth.
Of the place.
Yeah, that's not stupid. It's only open one day a year.
Yeah. For those people who know Nyack, New York, it used to be named Bruxelles. And so now it's been renamed Cinco de Mayo, and they're playing on May 20th. Johnny and the Alimonies. Go check them out. They're great.
Great. As always, follow us on Twitter at Davins and like us on Facebook, Davins Den. Listen to the whole show, unedited, davinsden.com. Thank you for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.